You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
News is reporting Norman Spivey's delayed treatment is part of the ongoing scandal of VA mismanagement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president wants to give retailers 30 days to alert consumers about a data breach.
Right now, there is no single national standard for informing account holders, and recent well-publicized data breaches have exposed how much the notification policy varies from company to company. It's unclear what kind of reception the 30-day plan will have in the new GOP Congress, whose leaders have vowed to free business from excess regulation.
Around the country and around the world, there were plenty of people riding subways without pants on as part of an event. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Boxers, briefs, and everything in between. That's what these no-pants riders are wearing in a very cold New York. Most have serious faces in keeping with the whole idea behind the stunt, while passengers like Joey Russo looked on in disbelief.
I think it's a little strange. I was going to tell the one woman that she wasn't wearing pants, but I think she kind of knew.
Yep, Lori Perot knows she's wearing zebra print hipster panties.
Yeah, just a lot of people surrounding, taking pictures, and kind of shocked. They didn't know maybe that this was happening today, so.
The event was organized by Improv Everywhere. Julie Walker, New York.
And on this date in 2010, a catastrophic earthquake struck Haiti, killing more than 200,000 people and destroying much of the capital of Port-au-Prince. The earthquake was the worst in the region in more than 200 years. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 34 degrees. This afternoon, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 35. Tonight, a 40% chance of snow and sleet with a low of 23. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 29. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 12. Did a show at 1, from 1 to 2, with the people from the Volunteer Guardian show. And I had them on before when I used to do shows down at WDBR. But they said, we got a whole group of questions here. Why don't I sit down? We're going to talk about well child contacts and getting your annual physical. Okay. Probably something I should do. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is the Medical Center on the air. My guest today is Rose Pulley. I said it right.
Very good.
And Rose is Director of Population Health. I have no idea what that is.
That's okay. We can talk about that.
Let's talk about it. What is it?
Well, Population Health. I'm actually from Hunter and Healthcare Partners first, which is it's a partnership between the hospital and its practices and some physician groups. So it's independent practices and the Hunter and Healthcare system.
Okay.
And I do population health for that entire group of practices. And population health is an older term, but it's being embraced now by healthcare because it relates to looking at the health of groups of patients as opposed to individual health. So you and I have physicians, and we go to our doctor. And our doctor might, you know, during our visit, look at us and say, oh, you need to be screened for colon cancer.
All right? Okay.
So that's taking care of our individual health. With the advent of electronic health records, we're able to look at data and information about a group of people's health. So I can tell, looking at our, you know, over 100,000 patients, how many have had their colon cancer screenings. And how? What can we do as a healthcare system to improve those numbers and to help people be healthier? So it's about keeping more people healthy. It's using those numbers about a group of people to help individual healthcare. So one of the initiatives we do, for example, if you go to a physician, a primary care practice, and our system that uses electronic health records, is you get a sheet of paper when you check in. And on it, it has certain status information that's based on your personal information.
Okay.
So it tells you, for example, if it looks in your data, in your electronic health record, and doesn't see that if you're a woman between the ages of 40 and 74, and you've had your mammogram, it gives you a message like, good for you, you're taking care of yourself. You've been screened for breast cancer. If it sees you haven't, it gives you a different message.
And you should screen for breast cancer, what, twice a year or once a year?
Once a year, once women a year. 40 to 74.
Okay. I think that's all my wife had breast cancer 29 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I still think she only goes for a mammogram once a year now.
That's the routine screening recommendation.
Yeah. But, and I don't want to badmouth mammograms, but the mammogram didn't find it to begin with.
Oh, that happens in some cases. But it's still very important to go for that breast
cancer
screening.
It just was one of those things. I said, what's this lump? And she said, did you notice that too? And I said, yeah. She said, I think I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
So that was, but like I said, it's been a long time.
Yeah, and it's important right now. The emphasis is on breast awareness and what's normal for you, and going for appropriate screening. And there's some controversy out there about what the appropriate screening is, but there are guidelines issued by professional groups, and we base guidelines on scientific evidence.
Well, we've talked a lot here about self-examinations too, mm-hmm. which is very important to understand your body.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally agree with you that it's great to have a checkup. The problem is, I'll be the first to procrastinate. I've never had a colonoscopy.
Oh, all right.
And I'm of age I should have.
If you're 50 and above.
Yeah, well, I'm a little above 50.
A lot of people in Hunter County are above 50. And it can be difficult to get over those barriers about, should I have a colonoscopy? You should be screened for colon cancer.
I know that. Look, I'm on the radio. Don't do as I say. Do what you should be doing, you know. I just have not. Well, and I've had a couple doctors on. We've talked about it. In fact, years ago, I don't know how long you've been with the medical center.
It's coming up on 3 years.
Okay, this was a few years ago, they had the giant colon in the lobby that you could walk through. I did a two-hour radio show from the giant colon talking about colonoscopies and everything, polyps and, all that.
Yes, yes.
And I've never had one, so.
Well, we're talking about preventive health today.
Sure.
And the importance of
and
that.
It is important. It's very important.
It's very important. And by the way, there are more tests out there for screening for colon cancer than just colonoscopy.
Okay.
So while colonoscopy is the best test, it's
sure.
the gold standard. And the nice thing about that is if they detect a polyp, they remove it. So you're removing the source, the precancerous source,
sure.
right there during the test. But there are other tests that can be done on an annual basis that give you some level of screening. So if you're really dead set against that, I highly recommend you do the colonoscopy if you fall in the age range. But if you're dead set against that, your doctor can offer you options that might be better for you.
Isn't there a blood test?
Yeah, fecal occult blood tests are also possible.
I've had that.
And there are different versions of that now. There's some new technologies that you may be interested in.
So it keeps changing constantly.
It does. And that's why we're talking about preventive health and the importance of going to an annual wellness visit. Your doctor will know the latest guidelines out there and what screening tests are available. And it may be, easier for you to accept than previous versions of what was out there. So, go talk to your doctor about colon cancer screening. There might be something that you could do.
And I'll tell you, For a lot of years when I was younger, I never saw a doctor because I never felt bad. And then suddenly one day I found out that I was four arteries clogged and I needed to have bypass surgery. Now, maybe that would have been discovered earlier if I'd have been doing a yearly. It more than likely would have been discovered that, number one, my cholesterol was very high, and number two, my blood pressure was very high.
Those are definitely symptoms.
Yeah, and those are two symptoms that you can't feel. So maybe I could have gotten myself out of that whole experience of having them cut your chest open and do all that work. And then
all the follow-up.
Getting
your strength back. You look wonderful, by the way.
Well, thank you. I ended up having two operations because they took, the first one, they took everything out of my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And those didn't work and they collapsed. So they had to go back in 5 years later and do it again. But it's been... That 5 years has been almost 10 years ago. In fact, I do have a appointment with my cardiologist next week.
Good.
So my yearly, I go about twice a year to see the cardiologist.
It's very good. In addition to having your specialist care, it's very important to have a relationship with a primary care physician.
I totally believe that. I got to take a break for some commercials. When we get back, we'll talk about that and some other things that you've got to tell me today, right after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air. My name is Richard G., and I'm sitting here with Rose Pulley. And she's Director of Population Health. And we're talking about getting your annual physical, which I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, I'll go next week.
You really should call and make and schedule your appointment. It's very important. You need to have a good relationship with your primary care physician. And when you go for your annual physical, one of the things that they'll do in the doctor's office at your family practice is that they'll review all the medications you're on.
Sure.
And this is really, really critical. Because a lot of people end up in the emergency department with large bills, you know, because their meds aren't quite right. Either they're taking them inappropriately or there are combinations there that aren't appropriate. It's a really good idea to go to your doctor at least once a year, take all your medications, you know, throw them in a bottle, make a list, throw them in a bag, make a list, and review those so that you have one doctor who understands all the medications that you are on.
I have a list of all my medications in my wallet, which I carry with me at all times. I also get blood tests twice a year for them to check if the medications are causing me any problems with my liver and things like that. The thing, I'm the type of person that I got to find out why I'm doing all this stuff, so I learn all these things as I do it. But
it's really, you know, you are a partner with your doctor.
Sure.
In your own health. And it's not just about you when you're sick. It's about you when you're healthy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a time that you can have a conversation about your doctor about a path for your health for the year. And he'll talk to you, he or she will talk to you about any preventative screenings that you may need. The wonderful thing about healthcare now, and which wasn't always the case, is that preventative health and your annual wellness visit is covered by your medical insurance now.
And it should
without
be.
Without a copay and without your deductible.
And
falls
it,
outside of your deductible.
It should be.
That's really important for you to take advantage of that
because
benefit.
Because it's beneficial to the insurance companies not to have people sick all the time. And it's beneficial to your boss if I was working. I'm working here and retired basically. But it's beneficial for you to be well. To be able to come to work all the time.
Yes. I mean, overall, if you take care of yourself, you could end up being healthier and spending less if you see problems coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And certain people, it's important for everyone. It's particularly important if you have a chronic condition, you know, hypertension, high blood pressure. If you're a diabetic, you may need to see your doctor more than once a year, but one of those visits should be your wellness visit so you can sit down and talk about your health plan. And walk out of there with a good understanding of what you need to do to take care of yourself and what your practice's role is. You know, how often do you need to have your blood drawn? Why do you have to have it blood? You know, what measures do you have to take before you have that blood drawn so that it's an accurate test?
Sure. Sure. And, you know, I've said it here many times. First of all, they can draw blood, which is, it's really not painful. They can draw blood and find out so much about you just from that blood, that it's well worth you doing it. Like I said, I have it done twice a year so they can check that my meds aren't overriding certain things and what's going on. I take meds every night. And it's just, you fall into a pattern and do it. And I'm the type of person that probably in my family, well, my grandfather died of a heart attack at the age of 65. I had cousins that are all dead because they all died of heart attacks in their 30s. I'm sure high cholesterol and high blood pressure runs in the family.
High blood pressure.
And those are, and I've said it before on here, you can't tell you have those. You need to find out. And I would have probably been dead a long time ago if it wouldn't be for the fact that something did happen and I had to do my heart, but then I found out these things were going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thing that your doctor will do is provide you with a list and talk to you about all the screening tests that you're appropriate for. So based on your family's history, if your family has a history of hypertension, if your family has a history of colon cancer, based on your family's history, your medical record, and the guidelines that are put out for the nation, then they'll give you a list of tests or immunizations that are appropriate for you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And those also, by the way, now on your insurance, are typically maybe covered without a copay or deductible.
Okay.
Many screening and preventive clinical services are covered without a copay and deductible. And many people with high deductible plans misinterpret that aspect of their insurance coverage. So I always advise people, you know, have a conversation with your health insurance company at the beginning of the year about what is covered. And don't even ask just what's covered. What am I financially responsible for?
Sure.
So then you'll know, you know, if you schedule a wellness exam and you get your influenza vaccine, it's probably covered without a copay, without a deductible.
Exactly. I get it every year for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Exactly.
It keeps you from getting ill. And we're in influenza season right now.
I got mine. I forget when, but it was back before the end of the year.
Yeah,
I got it a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. When we're talking about changing standards and changing clinical guidelines, there was a new guideline out about there's a vaccine, a pneumococcal vaccine that protects you from bacterial pneumonia. There's a new one. They've changed the guidelines. It's an old vaccine, but now it's recommended for everyone above 65. So this is something, if you go on an annual basis, your doctor would say, oh, you know, this has changed. You're 65 and above. You know, you're 65. You should now get this immunization.
I got the thing for shingles.
That's a nasty disease.
Yeah.
Painful.
And I did have chicken pox when I was younger, so I got that.
So you're at risk.
And yes. I got it. I had that shot maybe about a year ago.
Yeah, very good.
So I should be okay with that. But I think, you know, I've been doing medical center shows for almost 8 years. And I think the thing that always impressed me the most about the medical center, even 8 years ago, is how everybody talked about preventive. And I think that's really important.
And more and more people are talking about it now. It's very important. And we've come to understand that, you know, it's better to be healthier. It's not good to ignore issues as they're coming at us. And we all age. You know, it's not something that anybody can stop.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We're all going to go there. And as you age, those screening and preventive medicine becomes even more important for you to do. So to have that good relationship with a doctor that you trust and to get those screening tests that are recommended for
mm-hmm.
you.
I totally agree with you. I think it's very important. As I said, if I would have known about the high blood pressure and high cholesterol, maybe I wouldn't have had to go through all that thing with having your rib cage pulled open and your heart, you know, and all that. And the recovery time and the time that I was down, maybe I wouldn't have had to go through that. Maybe I could have gotten some medication long before that and solved that problem. And maybe changed my diet a little bit, too.
They can talk to you about that, what risk factors you have. You know, how are you eating? What's your lifestyle? If people aren't taking their medications appropriately, sometimes they're at risk for falls or fainting. And that's mm-hmm. something, you know, the doctor really needs to look at that med list or the nurse to look at and see, you know, are you getting enough fluid? Are you drinking enough water? Something as simple as that can impact how your medication affects
sure.
you. So you need to review that. Other aspects of healthcare that are reviewed during a preventive health exam, if you're a smoker, You know, your doctor can recommend counseling, and now some counseling is covered under preventive screening.
Well, that's good. Preventive.
So you really need to have these conversations to understand what you should be doing, and then a conversation with your health insurance company to understand what's covered and to take full advantage of what you've paid for in your premiums.
Sure. And I've never been a smoker, but I know for most people, stopping smoking is tough. And I know I've had people say that stopping the smoking habit is harder than breaking a heroin habit. My wife, 29 years ago, when she found out she was pregnant, just stopped smoking. But many times we'll be out to eat, and as soon as we finish dinner, she's got her hand in her purse and saying, "Oh, I was thinking about getting a cigarette." So it's still there.
It's an addiction.
Yeah. And she's not done it in 29 years.
Good for her.
But and she just stopped on her own. But I know it's tough. It's not easy.
It's very difficult. And again, there's really good news out there, because the medications available for you now and the combinations of medication to help you quit smoking are better than ever before. And the evidence for using them is better than it's ever been. So if you've tried in the past and it's like, "Oh, that nicotine patch didn't work for me 10 years ago," if you go now and get some counseling, the counseling combined with the medication, you can use more than one medication at one time, it might be a successful combination for you.
Sure.
So it's worth the try. And I spend a lot of time looking at information about our patients, and there's something called comorbidities. It means if you have two conditions at the same time. Well, so if you're a smoker and you have hypertension, it's much worse.
Sure.
If you're just a smoker and you don't have hypertension. So when you look at things that we choose to do, that we can choose not to do, that make us healthier, smoking is at the top of the list. That will reduce your chances for cancer, reduce your risk for cancer, reduce, you know, any other condition
heart
that you may
problems.
Have, heart problems, lung problems. That is the, if you're a smoker, is the one step you could do to have a healthier being and extend your life, literally extend your life.
And what it'll also do is help you keep more money in your wallet. It's incredible how much cigarettes cost. I mean, I'll be at Wawa or something, and here's somebody, "I want a pack of this," and it's $7. That's just incredible. And you know, how much money you could save.
Or the other things you could do.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't have the impact on your lungs, could you walk a little bit more? Could you go fishing with your grandson or do something with your granddaughter? Could you take a hike in a beautiful park?
My father's probably not the right example, because he, I think, started smoking at the age of 12, and he died at the age of 72. But for the last few years, he couldn't walk 10 feet without, he could hardly make it. So it's probably not a good example, because he lived longer than I thought he would ever live. But and he smoked those really non-filtered cigarettes all his life.
Yeah, we have a great new. We had a grant committee that was focused on tobacco cessation, and we have a wonderful new resource of all the available quit lines and resources that people can reach out to on the internet. It's on our website, so huntertonhealthcare.com. If you go on that and look for information about smoking cessation, you will find it.
And if you're out there with that problem, check it out.
Absolutely.
Because number one, it's going to hopefully save your life. Number two, you're going to save a few bucks and you might be able to do something. I had a good friend who worked for me at Newsweek who drank a lot. And when he stopped drinking, he never had a car in his life. He lived in Queens. He bought a Lincoln Continental. And then he said, "Well, my wife and I are going to take a vacation in Honolulu." He'd never done any of that. He said, "I don't know where all this money came from." I said, "I know where it came from." But he was very, and that could be the same thing with you, with cigarettes. You could maybe get that new car or whatever.
You think about what you could do.
Yes.
If you change your behaviors.
And not to give that money back to the tobacco industry.
Yeah.
I got to take a break for the news. We'll be right back with Rose right after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Thousands of French troops are taking up positions to protect sensitive sites around the country as forces continue to hunt for accomplices to the Islamic militants who killed 17 people in attacks last week. The Interior Minister says nearly half of the 10,000 troops are being assigned to protect the more than 700 Jewish schools in France. Prosecutors say two Albuquerque police officers will face murder charges in the March killing of a homeless camper. Police say SWAT team member Dominique Perez and former detective Keith Sandy fatally shot 38-year-old James Boyd, who was holding a knife during a standoff that lasted hours. Helmet video appeared to show Boyd surrendered when officers opened fire. Look for us online when you have a chance. We're on Facebook. USAHeadlineNews.com is our website as well. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10 Tune at You weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
The Twitter site of the military's U.S. Central Command was taken over Monday by hackers claiming to be working on behalf of the Islamic State militants. American and coalition fighters are launching airstrikes against IS in Iraq and Syria. The site was filled with threats that said, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back." Other postings appeared to list names and phone numbers of military personnel as well as PowerPoint slides and maps. They are all small, but scientists have recorded 5 earthquakes within 5.5 hours in the same area of eastern Connecticut today. The strongest was a 3.1 magnitude tremor, which the U.S. Geological Survey says was felt more than 60 miles away in Massachusetts. The quakes followed 2 smaller ones in the same area last week. There have been reports of shaking, but no major damage or injuries. Scientists say such a series of small quakes isn't unusual in New England. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year!
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card, now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
SpaceX successfully launched its unmanned Falcon rocket toward the International Space Station on Saturday, the first of its kind attempt to recover the leftover booster that did not go as hoped. Close, but no cigar this time, billionaire SpaceX founder Elon Musk said on Twitter afterward. The company attempted to land the Falcon's leftover booster on a floating platform off the coast of Jacksonville, but the rocket missed its target. NASA is more focused on the $133 million in cargo the Falcon is carrying toward the ISS. Due to arrive on Monday, the rocket is carrying much-needed supplies to the astronauts aboard, along with some belated Christmas presents. Speaking of space, Comet C-2014-Q2, otherwise known as Lovejoy, has been hanging around in our night skies for a few weeks now. but it's currently entering what will likely be the brightest and easiest to spot part of its journey around our sun, at least for those in the northern hemisphere. The comet was first discovered last August by Australian amateur astronomer Terry Lovejoy using his backyard telescope and was at its closest point to Earth on Wednesday. It will be at its brightest starting roughly now into the next few weeks, but even if you're in a more populated spot, there's a good chance you can spot it with a pair of binoculars. To find Lovejoy, it's right off the constellation Orion. The arrow of Orion will be roughly pointing toward the comet over the next week. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And... I've never seen this before. From the National Weather Service, the temperature is not available, it says. I've never seen that before. The last time, let's see, at the top of the hour, I said it was 34 degrees, so it's probably close to that. That's just very strange. Late afternoon today, we're looking at a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 35. And tonight, there's a 40% chance of snow or sleet with a low of 33 now. This is why I only read 1 or 2 days' weather, because it changes constantly. Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high of 29, and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, with a low of 12. My name is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm speaking with Rose Pulley. And we're talking about basically preventive medicine, but we're talking... And it would help if I put your mic on. One day I'll learn how to do this radio thing. But basically, we're talking about having a yearly physical.
Yes.
A yearly checkup.
Yes.
And not only just for you, but for your kids also.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the kids.
Sure.
If you look at the change in a newborn up to a one-year-old, you can see how much they change. So it's very important to do as your pediatrician or your family care practitioner recommends in terms of getting your child, your infant, your baby to the doctor for their regular exams. And there's multiple exams. There's a schedule, you know, I think from 5 years on, there it's a pretty much an annual type of visit. But before that, you have to go more frequently, especially those early, you know, the newborn visit, the 1 week visit, the 1 month visit. So follow their recommendations. And it's also very important to complete their immunization schedule, because mm-hmm. you want to protect those infants, any siblings at home, from the diseases that are out there. And people think, oh, they're not out there. They are out there, you know, particularly measles, mumps, rubella, pertussis, which is whooping cough. You know,
I had as a kid, but you don't hear about it much anymore.
It's occurring. It occurs in Hunterdon County.
Really?
I spent some time as the county epidemiologist and investigated, you know, whooping cough, you know, in some of our schools. And it's, you know, when you listen to parents describe how their child coughed so much they, you know, like threw up. That's how, you know, that's very characteristic of the disease.
And I can remember.
You know, that characteristic breath, that they can't quite get their breath. And even, you know, that the vaccine helps and it makes the disease less intense in some cases. It's very important to complete these series of vaccinations.
Sure.
And there's some bad information out there on the internet. You know, get your advice from a trusted healthcare provider that's using science-based clinical guidelines, not from some, you know, who knows where it came from on the internet. There's some bad information out there on the internet. So it's very important to take your children to their preventive health exams, finish their immunization schedules. Certain diseases or conditions in childhood, if they're diagnosed early, you can do more about them. You know, your child can live a full life, you know, have more opportunities, can see better. If you just look at the impact of vision screening, they may not do well in school if they can't see well.
Exactly.
But you can't tell that if you don't do an appropriate screening to be able, because a child may hide that. It may not be something that you can tell as a parent. Hearing also, you may not pick up minor variations in hearing or a subtle hearing loss, but that can make a big difference in your child's ability to learn, your child's ability to develop speaking appropriately. So all these are really, really, you know, it's important. We need to step up as parents, get our children in for these visits, and really take care of them so they can be as healthy as possible.
We got our son from Korea when he was 3 months old. Now, by Korean standards, 9 pounds was okay to be 3 months old. He came in on a Friday night. We had an 8 o'clock appointment with the pediatrician in the morning on Saturday. He looked terrible. He had eczema. He had various things. By that afternoon, with the creams and all the stuff, he looked like a total different kid.
Yeah, I bet.
And it just goes to show, and how quick he started gaining weight once he was eating not that rice milk, that's for sure. And he went
from below on the charts, well, you know, but a little bit below weight to into the normal range.
He went to normal. He's now, he'll be 27 next week. He's a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. He's very fit. He works out constantly. He weighs maybe 130 pounds, but I don't think there's any fat on that body at all. It's all, he has the six-pack abs and the whole thing. He just works out constantly. He runs. He runs a lot of 5Ks, and he does all this. He rides his bike 10 miles and comes back. So I rode 10 miles today. He's just very physical, but he's fine.
That's great.
But I really believe that we started out the right way, going right to the pediatrician. And then, of course, both my kids were always at the pediatrician, it seemed like. But I think it was good. We had a great health plan at Newsweek, and it was good that we could get them in. And they went to doctors much more than I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, and it's changed a bit, yeah, going to the doctor. And we know about more diseases. We understand some genetic-related diseases and what to look for and how to take the best course of action so that the outcome is the most that we can get. I'm a mother of multiples. I had preterm twins.
Oh,
so
wow.
I spent a lot of time at the doctor also, and, you know, doing two at once and trying to corral everybody and get to the doctor. Even at times was start, you know, just to get two kids in the car. I had another one too. So I had three under the 4 years of age.
Oh my God.
So just, you know, one on the back and two, it was quite the adventure to get to the doctor, but
he's touching me
every time. Worth it every time.
All those screaming back. He's touching. He's looking at me funny.
And to have one child see another child get an immunization, not a good idea.
Oh yeah,
one at a time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Again, a good doctor can help you with that. But to have them be healthy as they're adults,
sure,
and to understand the importance of their own health, and to take on the responsibility as adults, as being partners with their doctors, and to see them go for their annual physicals now, and to understand that's very rewarding to me as a mom.
And it's rewarding to me too to see him because he's healthy. It's the same with our daughter also, but she was born naturally. I mean, he was too, but I didn't see the birth. But to be 9 pounds and at three months, and considered okay by the Korean standards, which, okay, that's their standards. He really progressed quite well.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because we really had him at the pediatrician all the time. He went for his checkups. He went for the stuff. If he was ill, he was at the pediatrician. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's made his life probably easier today. I got to take a quick break for commercials. We'll be right back with Rose right after this.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist.
With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is the Medical Center on the air. I'm speaking with Rose Pulley. I got it right all the time,
you
didn't
did.
I?
You did. You've been excellent.
Usually I butcher people's names. Anyway, Rose is the director of population health, and you're gonna talk about how to pick a doctor, right?
Yeah. If you don't have a primary care provider, it's important for you to find one. And there's some steps that can make it be more successful for you. So first is to check out your health insurance policy.
Sure.
And because you can go on their website and they'll provide a list, so you can select for primary care, and it'll give you a list of doctors that are in your appropriate network.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know your preventative care would be covered. You know your insurance company can work with your physician's office. That's an important thing to consider. You also, I think it's important to select a practice and a physician based on their willingness to accept this. It's important that you're healthy as well as we'll take care of you when you're sick. We mm-hmm. call that a medical home concept.
Sure.
So they're looking at the total you. You know, not just, I just want to see you when you're sick and then that's it, goodbye, you know, here's your bill. You want a group like in 100 Healthcare where we look at the medical home concept, we embrace it, the practices, have put value in that. So you have a team of professionals at that practice that look after your health. So it's not just your physician, it's the people who call to remind you about your appointment or that you need to understand your blood work. It's the nurse who talks to you before. It's having that pre-visit health review sheet that tells you your status on your mm-hmm. preventive care. You know, they need to care about you being healthy as well as that day you're sick or the day you have influenza. So they need to care about you preventing influenza as well as taking care of you when you have influenza. So when you consider those factors and then make a list of anything else that's important to you. If you're a male, you might prefer a male physician. Or if you're a woman, you might prefer a woman physician. Or knowing about that physician's information, have they had any extra studies in women's health? Or if you have back issues or if they have a specialty in population health now or public health, you might be interested in that.
Okay.
So look at those factors. And then also consider location and their office hours. So if you're a working mom, I was a working mom. You know, I chose my pediatrician when I had three young kids based on the fact they were open after I got home from work.
Sure.
And I could get there. So I was less focused on the physician per se as I was in I could get to the office and someone could see my children when they were ill. I knew they would answer my phone calls. So it's an important factor. So think about what's important to you. You really need to have a productive relationship with your doctor and that doctor's office. So it needs to be a place where you feel comfortable, that you can get to, that's open when you need to see them, that will care about your health as well as you when you're sick.
Sure. I totally agree with that. I unfortunately had a great cardiologist that I used to use up in Morristown, and our insurance changed, and he didn't take our insurance anymore. I used to enjoy the guy because we'd go in and just talk. And it was really, I felt he was more of a friend than a physician.
And that's a great relationship to have.
You know, it was nice.
You want your relationship to be trusted. You want to trust the information they're giving to you, to know that they care about you more than just that moment in time.
And I knew if I could call him at any time. Maybe I wouldn't get him on the phone, but I could ask one of the ladies there and ask a question, and he'd get back to me. And then I think that's important.
It is.
I think it's important. When our kids were small, the pediatricians were always. We usually saw two or three of the pediatricians. I think Dr. Claren is still with the hospital.
Yes, he is.
I think he's moved up in.
And the pediatric practice is one of the practices that has the most hours available, the weekends.
Dr. Claren was one of them that we saw a lot. I don't know if Dr. Rushton is still there or not.
I believe he is.
Really?
Yes.
Now, he was there. My daughter's 29. He was the doctor we saw a lot when our daughter was born.
Yes.
In fact, his son and my daughter went to school together. I can remember him dropping his son off at our house for a birthday party. But, but I would get to know those pediatricians.
You do. And that's really key. You need to know them. You need to know, it's nice if you can go in and recognize the faces of the people that are welcoming you to the practice. You recognize the voices on the phone as they call to remind you of something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people in practices now that are supporting in ways that didn't before. We have in the practices in the Hunter Healthcare System pre-visit planners. So they'll call you up to help you prepare for your annual wellness exam. They'll tell you, please bring your medications with you or your list. So they'll help you to be successful. You know, it's that caring about your health.
And the other thing that I'm just going to mention that I do a lot, if I'm going and I've got questions, I write them down because half the time I'll get there and forget to ask them. So I'll write questions down.
That's a really good idea. And that's another reason not to have your only conversation be a day when you're not feeling well.
True.
With your doctor. Because you can't remember what you know.
Or have somebody there with you.
Yes.
that can listen and hear certain things. I know at the point when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, she heard nothing. And I was there and heard everything. But she heard nothing. Her thoughts went someplace else.
Yeah, and that's normal.
Yeah, well, it is.
You can't be expected
and
to be
like
totally
you say, if you're not feeling well, right. You're not mm-hmm. going to pick up. But I don't know how many times I'd gone and said, oh, I meant to ask this. So now I make sure that I have a little checklist with me and say, read it and ask questions.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's what you should do. It's really the most productive way to have a relationship with your physician. And now I think physicians genuinely enjoy speaking to patients that they see year after year.
I think so, too.
And seeing them improve their health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband recently lost some weight. You know, he set a goal, and he had some blood work done, and his practice thought it was a mistake when his blood work, because it improved so much.
And
his physician was so pleased to have a patient that listened.
And that's what a lot of people, and this is another show, people don't understand about that weight and what it can do to your body. But that's another show for another time.
It is. That's another one of those what we call comorbidities that can really make a huge difference in your life if you take a path toward some weight loss or being in a healthy weight range.
I totally agree with you there. We're down to about a minute.
I just want to say, remember, you know, consider, call your health insurance company to see, you know, if preventive health is covered and what doctor is appropriate for you. Make an appointment this week. January is a great month to look at what's covered on your health insurance plan, to reach out to your doctor, tell them you want to do an annual wellness visit, because it takes a little more time than a different kind of visit. So you need to tell your practice when you're doing this visit, I want to have an annual wellness exam this year. And then when your doctor makes those recommendations about screening, including that colon cancer screening.
Here we go. I knew I was going to get it.
I knew I was going to hit you with that.
Yeah, I knew I should have never mentioned it.
It's probably covered now without a copay or deductible.
I'm sure it is.
And so go for those screenings, get your immunizations, and have a healthy year.
Well, Rose, it was really nice meeting you, and I want to thank you for coming.
It's been a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
And I think everything you said makes a lot of sense. And it is very important to be very preventive.
It is. You're a partner in your care.
Yeah, I agree. That does it for me for today. In fact, I'll be back here tomorrow at 4 o'clock for As I See It. And I'm going to have, I don't remember my guests. That's my mind just doesn't work. Pulmonary fibrosis is coming. I don't know anything about that. The Pulmonary Fibrosis Society is coming to talk to me tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So that should be interesting.
Wow. Well, so, can I get one more word in?
Real quick.
All right. If you don't have a doctor,
okay,
we have a physician referral line. So you can call 800-511-4462. So that's the 100 Healthcare Systems Find a Physician line.
Say that 5-4.
So it's 800-511-4462.
Okay. We got you. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Hot and Hunterdon with Norwest Cap, and I'll be back tomorrow at 4.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Thousands of French troops are taking up positions to protect sensitive sites around the country as forces continue to hunt for accomplices to the Islamic militants who killed 17 people in attacks last week.
The Interior Minister says nearly half of the 10,000 troops are being assigned to protect the more than 700 Jewish schools in France. Prosecutors say two Albuquerque police officers will face murder charges in the March killing of a homeless camper. Police say SWAT team member Dominique Perez and former detective Keith Sandy fatally shot 38-year-old James Boyd, who was holding a knife during a standoff that lasted hours. Helmet video appeared to show Boyd surrendered when officers opened fire. Look for us online when you have a chance. We're on Facebook. USAHeadlineNews.com is our website as well. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans